522 our time here on Galesburg's Evening News. I'm Terry Cavanaugh. We want to welcome to our program this evening representatives from Thrivent Financial. Jennifer Sperry is the financial associate here in our area from Oneida, I believe. And Diana Hyatt is the Fulton Knox County chapter president, although we'll tell you about the chapter's kind of dissolving at the end of June and action teams taking their place. And then Dave Scholl is here from the Galesburg Rescue Mission because an upcoming fundraiser this Thursday night will benefit Dave's organization. So he's with us tonight as well. And I thank you for waiting and good evening and nice to have you with us here tonight.
Thank you.
Jennifer, I'll let you begin since you're the financial associate for Thrivent Financial to give us a little bit of background on Thrivent Financial itself. And then how it breaks down into, you know, chapters and then the transition that'll come at the end of June. I know that's a mouthful, but I want our listeners to have some background about what you're about before we talk about Dave's event and the action teams.
Certainly. Thrivent is a not-for-profit financial service company, and we're a member-owned organization, and our membership is made up of Christians. Thrivent's been around for 113 years. It started back in 1902 as two separate companies, the first being AAL, or Aid Association for Lutherans, and then later Lutheran Brotherhood. Those two companies merged in 2002 to create Thrivent. And 2 years ago, or just over 2 years ago, our members actually voted with a common bond vote to become a Christian organization rather than a Lutheran organization. Because of our not-for-profit status, we have to turn around and give our profits away. And so we have several programs that we are able to do that. So the money that we would normally, if we were a for-profit company, pay to the government in tax dollars, that's the money that we have to return. In the past, we've had the chapter system, which has helped to give that money back to local organizations. And then as a whole company, we have some national things that we have supported in the past. And then there's some individual programs. So as a company as a whole, we are the largest supporter for Habitat for Humanity. There are some specific Thrivent-built homes that are fully Thrivent-funded, but we have wonderful relationships with habitats from all across the country. We also give away $1 million every year, and our members vote on where that money goes. Then, like I said, we've had the local chapter system, and because of many numerous reasons, having a hard time finding volunteers, just a clunky process of applying for money, that type of thing. The program has been changing, and so our chapter system is going to come to a close at the end of June, and in its place is going to be what are called action teams. And that's where every single member of Thrivent has the opportunity to apply for $250 of seed money to basically pay it forward in their community, whether that be a service project, a fundraiser, or an educational activity. And so our chapter is really wanting to teach a lot of our not-for-profits in the area, especially ones that they have donated to and helped in the past, to understand how that process is changing and what they can do that Thrivent will be able to help them to further their reach in our community. Mm-hmm. And so that's where we're going to have this event on Thursday night.
Right. We'll get to that. We'll get to what Dave's group does and how that'll benefit him. Answer a couple of questions for me, though. How do you make money, if you will? You give it away, but how do you get it to begin with?
Well, it is those tax dollars that if we were a for-profit company, we would have to turn over to the IRS. Mm-hmm. So it's that money that Thrivent has to turn around and give back to the communities. And so we have different programs that allow our members to give it away.
But how do you raise it to begin with? Where does it come from?
It comes from the products and services that we have for sale. So we are a financial service company. Mm. We offer all types of insurance with the exception of auto and home. So things like life insurance, disability, long-term care, Medicare supplements. And then we have a full array of financial service products. We do retirement planning. We have mutual funds, annuities.
So the proceeds from that.
Correct.
Those go into the not-for-profit spending that
yes.
You do.
Mm-hmm.
And still
exactly.
Benefits your members who are members of Thrivent
correct.
Financial.
Correct. Because we are a very competitive, mm-hmm. you know, financial service company, obviously have been around for a long time,
okay.
Have excellent ratings in the industry, you know, not unlike a lot of the other financial service mm-hmm. companies in our area that are good. The part that makes us different is we're a not-for-profit Christian organization, and we try to give that money back to our communities. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that money goes right back into our churches as well.
Yeah. Diana Hyatt is with us. She's currently the president of the Fulton Knox County chapter of Thrivent Financial. And tell us a little bit about what the chapter's been doing or how they're organized. Are there more than just the one here, or is this it for the two-county area, Diana?
We have a board that I serve on as president. I'd previously been on the board as a member, and there are about 10 of us who serve on the board as, and then we have decided how to spend the money, where to give the money that was given to us by Thrivent for non-profit organizations. In the past, we've sponsored the Rescue Mission. We've sponsored Galesburg on the Glow, the Great Balloon Race. Those types of organizations have asked us for funds, and now we're changing to this action team. And so that's why we want to get the word out that you won't be able to go to the board anymore and ask for funds. You'll have to know a member of Thrivent and ask them to help with an action team.
So the action teams will be based where, Jennifer? Where will they be established, in kind of a regional manner? Or
No, actually, it's going to be very individual. So like I said, every member of Thrivent, we have two different kinds of members. We have a benefit member and we also have an associate member. The associate members are people that either have paid a fee just to be a member of Thrivent, or they own mutual funds, which is on the for-profit side of Thrivent. Anyone else that owns any of our annuity products, any of our insurances, those are what we consider benefit members. Our associate members will get three action teams during their lifetime with a limit of one per year, and that's simply because those products do not generate the fraternal dollars that we give back. All the insurance products do. So if you're a benefit member and have some of those insurance products or annuities, then you will get two action teams every year. And they're applied for online, and it's simply a very short application. It takes maybe even 10 minutes to fill out. It's very simple and easy, but they just log into thrivent.com and apply for it. And within 5 business days, they're told whether or not they're approved, and the materials are shipped out. Thrivent provides t-shirts. So if it's a fundraiser where you want all of your workers to be identified, we have t-shirts that are very nice that just simply say live generously on the front. Thrivent will give you up to 25 of those for free. They'll provide name tags. They'll provide invitations or thank you notes if you need those. So Thrivent's very supportive, plus the $250 of seed money that comes on a Visa gift card that you can spend wherever you need, you know, to purchase products. So in the past, we've had things like dinners done where the $250 has been used to buy the food for the dinner. Then the dinner's hosted and the money raised is then donated to the organization. We've also had service projects. We had a gentleman from Knoxville that applied for the $250 to help build a wheelchair ramp for a lady in his church that had fallen and had broken her hip. And so he used the $250 at a local lumber store to purchase the material and then got volunteers to help actually construct the ramp. So there's lots of different ways that that money can be used, but it helps everyone to be able to find something that they're passionate about and to make a difference.
Hopefully you can stick around. We want to get to Dave. We need to take a news break, and then we'll return with more on Thrivent Financial and how they're going to help the Galesburg Rescue Mission in a fundraiser this Thursday. We'll find out how Dave connected with them as well. Our guests are Diana Hyatt, Jennifer Sperry, and Dave Scholl here in our studios tonight. Bob O'Connor has a look at the latest news next.
Connecting you with the Galesburg community, 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
It's 5:38 here on Galesburg's Evening News. I'm Terry Cavanaugh. We're talking about Thrivent Financial tonight, mostly in terms of their action teams and what they can do to benefit not-for-profits in the area. They are themselves a not-for-profit, and the funds through the various products that they sell, as I understand it, go back into the communities that they serve. Jennifer Sperry is the financial associate for Thrivent. Diana Hyatt is the current president of the Fulton Knox County chapter. And Dave Scholl is here from the Galesburg Rescue Mission. Dave, there's a benefit Thursday to help the Rescue Mission, but tell me how you connected with Thrivent. How did you meet Jennifer? How did that come to pass, or who?
Yeah, well, for many years, we've been having a hog roast. I've been at the Rescue Mission now 27 years, and we've had that event, and we were the recipients of their matching funds that used to be the matching funds. And so over the years, and now with that coming to an end, Jennifer was so gracious to contact us and let us know about this changeover to the action groups. And so we're just now getting heads up on it and trying to get going with it. And so we appreciate Jennifer's contact, and Diane's here. And so we're excited about Thursday night and this benefit for the Galesburg Rescue Mission.
Funds that you receive from that hog roast where you got matching funds, and anything that you receive like on Thursday night, it might be a product thing, but we'll get to that in a little bit.
Yeah, tonight or Thursday night it'll mainly be products, paper products and laundry, soap and dish soap.
Just donations.
Like we need, things are most needed items, and so we really appreciate that.
Yeah. How do you use the funds, Dave?
Okay, well, the funds indeed have helping with the operation of the rescue mission, the staffing. I mean, we're staffed 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, and so that's always expensive. You add in the Social Security tax and add in insurances, some health insurance that we try and provide some, and it all adds up. So these matching funds went towards the ministry of the Galesburg Rescue Mission and Women's Shelter.
And roughly, just off the top of your head, you're serving how many people a week or a month or within the year?
Yeah, last year we served like 37 guests per night. 11 of those were women and children, so like 26 men. Mm-hmm. And right now in the summertime, last night we served 32, 21 men, 8 women, and 3 children. So always those in need, coming and going, all kinds of situations.
Yeah. But you're averaging over 30 a day,
yes,
7
correct.
Days a week.
Correct.
Yeah. Jennifer, tell us a little bit about what you have planned Thursday night. I think you'll be next door to us at Iron Spike.
Yes.
So I know you want other nonprofits involved, so shed a little light on the donation and what's happening there.
Okay, so what we've done is we've actually, one of our Thrive-It members has applied for an action team. And she received the $250 gift card from Thrive-It. And we're going to use that $250 to purchase items for the rescue mission that they need. And then the chapter has graciously agreed to provide food, because we do want this to be an educational event for the nonprofits in the area. And we've sent out invitations to them and encouraged them to attend. And so I'm going to do a short presentation to teach them about the action teams and also our Thrive-It Choice Program, so that they understand what Thrive-It can do to help out their nonprofits. But in the process, we're hoping to benefit the rescue mission and also extend their reach out into the community. And so everyone that's going to be attending has been asked to bring a donation of a paper product, toiletry item, or cleaning supply. And so we're going to park the van for the rescue mission right in front of Iron Spike. We got permission from the city. And so they're going to be right out in front. And as people arrive for the event, we're literally going to pack the van and hopefully provide them with plenty of supplies that they need for the rescue mission. And then depending on what has been donated, I'll talk with Dave afterwards and see if there's anything specific that the $250 needs to be spent on, or maybe if they have a larger item that they need purchased, or just simply more of those types of products. And we'll purchase those and donate those as well to the rescue mission.
People probably need to make a reservation for this. And if they do, how does that happen, Jennifer?
Yes. So we had asked for reservations to be due in by today, just because we're trying to plan for food. Mm-hmm. But if there's anyone that's still interested in coming, I know that we're going to plan for a few extras for sure. And within the next day or two, I could probably contact Iron Spike and increase our numbers as far as the food levels. So they can contact me either via email, which is jennifer.sperry@thrivent.com, or by my phone number, and that's 309-368-7515.
Okay. And that's open to not-for-profits in both Knox and Fulton counties, I take it?
Correct.
Yeah. All right, the event is coming up on Thursday night. They'll be at Iron Spike, I believe, beginning at 6 o'clock. And that's right next to us at 105 East Simmons Street. Don't forget to bring a donation of paper products, if you will, for the Galesburg Rescue Mission. And then that action team member applied and then for $250 to help the rescue mission, I take
correct.
It? Is that how that,
uh-huh.
that,
yes.
that came about?
Yes. And so she and I have plans to go shopping after the event once we see the items that are brought in. And then I also plan to talk to Dave a little further to see if maybe there is something a little bit larger within that $250 limit that the rescue mission can use.
Mm-hmm. But the big takeaway is that not-for-profits could benefit from becoming members of Thrivent Financial or applying for this
action team. So what we're going to do is, in addition to not-for-profits that are coming that night, we have congregational advocates, which are Thrivent members in our local churches that are going to be attending as well. And we have over, I believe, 23 or 24 congregational advocates coming that night. They're going to be wearing their Thrivent shirts so that the not-for-profits can see who they are. And we're hoping to pair up our advocates because they're already Thrivent members and each one of them has two action teams.
And so
we want them to plan an action team for the non-for-profits in the area. So right away, those non-for-profits see the difference that an action team can make for them. And then hopefully either employees or board members or people that support those organizations will become Thrivent members or maybe already are Thrivent members and just become more aware of the opportunity that they have to be able to give back and help that non-for-profit extend their reach in our community.
All right. You can go to thrivent.com, I believe, for any more of information about the action teams or
correct.
Benefits that they have for the not-for-profits, or get a hold of Jennifer Sperry at 368-7515. We want to thank Dave Scholl from the Galesburg Rescue Mission. He'll benefit from this event on Thursday night. Diana Hyatt, the outgoing president of the Fulton Knox County chapter, as the chapters dissolve and the action teams take over. And Jennifer Sperry from Thrivent Financial, the financial associate. There, thanks for explaining that tonight, and good luck to you on Thursday. Appreciate
your time.
Thank you,
Terry,
thank you.
Jennifer and Diane. Thanks to each of you.